The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. The second reading today, for me, is a very significant reading. St. John, the author of the book of Revelation, as well as the author of this gospel today, has a powerful sensory vision. He sees and hears very specific things which constitute, for people of faith, the fulfillment of God's plan, the reason for all of it. God's relationship with mankind since the creation, throughout the entire story of salvation history, the rise of Jerusalem, the prophets and kings, then the incarnation of the Son of God in that place, all the teachings and miracles, ultimately the martyrs and saints up to this day. St. John explains that there was a creation in the first place so that God could create a new creation. We hear John say, "I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth." Imagine the cosmic scale of what we are talking about here, having just learned proof of a black hole at the center of our Milky Way, 4 million times the mass of our sun, with a size that could fit within the orbit of Venus, burning at 18 billion degrees Fahrenheit. "I saw a new heaven and a new earth. I saw the former heaven and earth had passed away. The holy city, the new Jerusalem, comes down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride for her husband. Not only is it new, it is destined for an intimacy with God, which we cannot begin to imagine either." It's the intimacy of these readings that strikes me today. He continues, "I, John, heard a voice from the throne. Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. He will dwell with them. They will be his people. God himself will always be with them as their God. There are no more tears. He will wipe them away." Again, listen to the intimacy of this language. He will be the one to wipe the tear from your eye. "The old order has passed, no more death or mourning, no more wailing or pain." The one on the throne says, "Behold, I make all things new." You and I have inherited all of this, the new creation, the new love and intimacy of God, much more than we can even understand right now. So how do we live into this vision? You may have heard the expression before, "God has no grandchildren. He only has sons and daughters who receive the inheritance as well as the responsibility to use it so that all can share its fullness. It is not mediated by parents or ancestors. The relationship is now and immediate. We decide whether we show up or not. Without a doubt, the New Jerusalem is here for us anyway." So how do we live the vision? Two moments from the gospel come to mind in my reflection today. The first, the one we hear at the moment that Judas rejects this love of Jesus, leaves the Last Supper, and goes off into the night. Jesus has made it clear that it is nothing other than his own body and blood, which is our Passover, the sacrifice that will save us. Jesus has also just washed their feet. Again, what an intimate moment this is. He washed Judas, too. Judas' feet were in Jesus' hands. He washes their feet and becomes their servant and says, "As I have done, so you must also do." It is the same as he says in today's gospel, "As I have loved you, so you must love one another." This is the new commandment. A new commandment for a new creation. It clearly was not the case before because Jesus chooses this word, new. "This is how all will know you are my disciples," he says, "citizens of this new kingdom." The other moment from the Gospels was something which came to me last Friday for our beautiful school May crowning, when we honored and venerated Mary, the mother of Jesus. It is the moment when Jesus is on the cross, about to die, and he gives Mary to John. Again, don't miss the fact that he is writer of both the Gospel today and the Book of Revelation reading, the second reading. He gives Mary to John as his mother, and he gives John to Mary as her son. Again, intimacy. John says in his Gospel, from that moment, he took her into his care. Mary, so perfect, so holy and loving, needs our care. And we need her care. And we need to care for each other. In this new creation that Jesus is bringing about, do we see the world becoming a more caring place? My first reaction would be to say no, except that acts of caring don't usually make the headlines. They tend to be quiet, more intimate moments. But as citizens of this new kingdom, we need to make these actions more visible, and then people will see them and be inspired. Loving and caring seems like such an obvious answer. It is the vocation of all those who are heirs of the kingdom. It goes back to that commandment, honor your father and your mother, right? As heirs, we honor our Father in heaven by revealing his love in ourselves to each other. And we honor our mother Mary in the way we are given to each other at the foot of the cross.